broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, hello. It's July the 5th. It's show 970. I'm Math, and over there in Prestatyn is the always awesome Lee.
Hello.
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 And also, before you get too comfy, in Wales we have Beth.
Hello.
And in Canada we have Tamara.
Hello.
Hello. There we go. Super.
Beth, there was a strange man in your house before behind you. Be careful.
It's not my house.
Okay. Can you bring that man back? Man, there's a strange lady in your house.
Yeah,
oh, he knows.
No. She does that all the time. She breaks into places with better internet than her house.
Yeah. Have you noticed?
Right?
And better lighting.
Wow.
Absolutely.
It's clear as a bell.
Isn't it good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I am so, right by the router.
Gosh.
Then, before we get into it, kind of a short show this evening.
Okay.
Yes. Because I've got...
Why?
I've got an aching eyeball, and I've got a busy weekend, so I need to get the show edited, and it's better if it's not as long. So, short and to the point, people. That's what we like to see.
Okay.
All right, how's your week been?
All right. I was going to attempt some... probably a bit early in the show to be talking about this, but I was going to attempt some a bit of manscaping this week.
Okay, I thought you were going to say during the show then for a worrying minute.
No.
Oh, no, my God,
What?
Sorry, carry on. No. Go.
It's the back tack and crack.
I was going to. I haven't done yet. I was just going to...
You've been promising us for years, Lee.
No. But just the front bit. Because, like, it's kind of out of control, you know? And when I'm excited and I'm stood in front of a mirror, it looks like Pinocchio has joined the Taliban.
Not Willie Nelson.
So,
but now we know Lee stands in front of a mirror with a heart on.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I wasn't prepared for that mental image tonight. I'm not going to lie.
No.
Pictures coming soon. Check
Sorry
our Discord.
That.
Oh, please don't. Join our Discord.
Join our Discord.
Yeah, special folder.
I'm not really. It was just a gag. I had to get it out there. I was just trying to work out how can I get it. So what have you done this week? It seemed like the perfect way to bring
it.
It's a long way to go for that joke.
Yeah.
But you got there in the end.
Got there in the end. I just thought it was great. Pinocchio during the Taliban. It's brilliant. What an image.
I hate you for putting that image in my head. Genuinely.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Anyway. So, other than that, I've done very little this week.
Well, no, I haven't. Short to the point.
Yeah, well, you wanted a short show, so...
Didn't I? Yeah. Crikey.
I purposely, like most weeks, did nothing to fill this segment, so...
Because you knew.
So you're welcome.
Just knew in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's me.
Okay. Ladies, anything interesting?
Fine, thanks.
No, nothing. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you said that last week, and there was two things immediately.
There was two things immediately.
But I'd like to know why she's in this house, why she's got proper internet. What's the stitch here? What's going on? There's a story there. You've done something this week, surely.
She's so addicted to the snug that she has to bring us on a Tinder date.
What?
She's on a date.
We are on a Tinder date with Beth.
What? No.
You can put it like that.
This is
my dedication to the cause.
It started on Tinder. Let's say that. This isn't
Thank
a Tinder
you.
Date,
yes.
particularly.
Yeah, that's better.
It's not the first first date, like it.
No.
I'm going to come round for drinks, but can I
I'm
going to
do this for a couple hours here.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
On the upside,
we've
probably got an extra watcher on YouTube now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Hello.
You could bring him in. He could sit and join you.
Yeah.
He could sit and Yeah, brilliant. Awesome.
Brought me tea.
Oh, gosh.
So where's mine?
So you are you gonna have a are you gonna be doing this dating thing every Wednesday?
I don't know. Maybe.
Are we gonna see you with a different background every week?
Maybe. Hey. Well, don't tarnish my reputation, okay?
I'm a good girl I am.
I'm a good girl I am.
Tarnish or varnish?
You only wanted me for my internet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, that's what the first thing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh.
On your Tinder is like,
if you look on the Tinder profile, it says internet. Must have good internet.
Must have internet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not good sense of humour.
No, must have internet. Good internet.
The yeah. internet.
We can work with everything else, but if you don't have good internet, yeah. Sorry.
That's what it is. So, do we get to vet him?
If you want to.
Is he an animal? Does he need spaying?
Doesn't
no.
I don't think he needs
yes,
spaying.
Yes, I'm no.
Men are neutered.
How would you vet him?
Well, you can bring him here. We can ask him what his intentions are. What are your intentions to our
do
friend?
You want to do that?
No.
That's not really fair.
No, it's not. Let's not put him under any pressure.
Aww.
You might never, after meeting us, you might never see him again. So let's...
Put him, yeah,
well,
see, right?
Yeah.
Let's wait till maybe. He's put the ring on your finger and then we'll introduce us. So,
shall we have some emergency questions?
Yes, shall we? Let's do that.
Let's have some emergency questions. Math, over to you.
Okay, question number one then. If you could have a conversation with any living person, who would it be and what would you ask?
That's so open-ended, that.
And would they be truthful? Like, because you could ask somebody something, but they wouldn't tell you, right?
You can only ask them. I guess you can't make them truthful.
Yeah.
You could try.
Yeah, one assumes they would answer your question.
You ask Noel Fielding if he'd be my brother.
He'd say, get away from me, you freak.
Right?
Yeah, but could he make himself your brother?
No.
Adopted.
Well, let's face it, he's probably related to her anyway. Everybody else is.
Jesus.
Right?
No. Yeah.
That would
she's so inbred.
Count for a lot, wouldn't it? Yeah. Which, Well, living person, what would you ask them? Blimey.
Yeah, I was quick. See, I know Math wants to be out of here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'd ask Greg Davis out on a date.
Keep your voice down.
Okay. Now.
I'd ask Greg Davis if he's got good internet.
Yay, that's better.
There you go.
What do you do on a Wednesday night between half six?
I need your internet.
Wow.
Math?
Yes.
What would you choose?
Don't know.
You've had all day to think of this.
Yes, but I haven't.
Ooh, there we go. I'd ask George from the best kebab house where he gets his kebab meat from.
Would you really want to know that?
Yeah, or James from James's Chippy where he gets his curry sauce from.
Where he gets his cheese nutty and pasties.
Why are your cheese pasties so terrible?
Are they made to make Canadians sick? Do you put something special in there?
Yeah, the dot of maple syrup in.
Oh, it's a food group and
that's
all.
That's what it is, yeah. Exactly.
Cheese and maple syrup.
Okay.
There we go,
Just you left then, Math.
Come on, Math.
Harrison Ford, to see if he's that grumpy.
Is he supposed to be grumpy?
He's renowned, famously grumpy.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
But I do wonder if that's just with people who would report him as being... grumpy. Do you know what I mean?
Well, like
journalists and
confirmation bias.
Interviews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is like you can have any famous person and somebody could go up to them in public and go, hi, I'm your big, and they could just be like, fuck off. I'm like, I've got family problems. You know what I mean? And then that person will go around saying, oh, they're just a terrible person. No, you maybe interrupted their life.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Harrison Ford has been grumpy enough to lots of people for him to be known as grumpy.
As grumpy.
But I'm sure Ally McBeal doesn't think he's grumpy.
Oh, are they still married?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, if they're not, she probably does think he's good.
She's
probably got a few other names for him as well.
Yeah. Perhaps that's why he's grumpy, because of her.
Could be.
Yeah.
Okay, question two. If you could have any fictional character as your best friend, who would it be and why?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Beth is make-believe, so she is already my best friend, so.
Yeah, I'd probably go for Elf Math.
Teeny tiny T.
Yeah. Buffy.
Yes, the fictional characters, but let's pick fictional characters that people might have heard of.
Well, you lot have.
Yeah.
I've heard of them. All of them.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'd love the four of us to get together with the four of them.
A lot of the famous
people. Are they fictional, though?
Good point. Are they?
I mean, they sing for us every week. Are they fictional?
They're not fictional.
True.
The people I'm thinking of all have people who die as their, do you know what I mean? Everybody around them gets horribly killed for story purposes.
Well, that's just really morbid.
So I don't want to pick any of them.
Any of who?
Just any of the people I'm thinking of, like Harry Potter.